films and TV series shot in the Canary Islands, discover the locations. For decades, the Canary Islands have been one of the most sought-after filming locations for directors and production companies from around the world. Their volcanic landscapes, endless beaches, golden sand dunes and laurel forests offer a variety hard to find within such a compact territory. If you've ever wondered which films and series have been shot in the Canary Islands, exactly where and on which island, this guide has all the answers. Why is the Canary Islands a film location favorite? Few destinations pack so much scenic diversity into so little space. Across the archipelago, you'll find white sand deserts, reminiscent of the Sahara, volcanic plains that could pass for another planet, prehistoric-looking cloud forests, and wild coastlines. Add to that an exceptional year-round climate, natural light that cinematographers particularly value, and tax incentives of up to 50% for international productions, among the most competitive in Europe. The result? 154 productions were filmed in the Canary Islands in 2024, with a 50% rise in investment compared with the previous year. Films and TV series shot in Tenerife. Tenerife is the busiest island for international film shoots. Tidy National Park, the colonial villages of the north, and the ravines inland have all served as backdrops for major productions. Famous films shot in Tenerife. Clash of the Titans, 2010, / Wrath of the Titans, 2012. Tidy's volcanic formations became the world of the Greek gods for these two installments of epic fantasy. Local companies such as Patea Tous Montes run walking tours of the filming locations. Fast and Furious 6, 2013. The sixth installment of the franchise filmed several of its action sequences between Tenerife and Gran Canaria. The island provided the infrastructure and locations for the chase scenes the saga is known for. Jason Bourne, 2016. The streets of Tenerife stood in for Greece in this installment starring Matt Damon. The municipality of Güímar was the setting for one of the film's most intense chase scenes. Rambo, Last Blood, 2019. Santa Ursula, Teide, Los Gladiolos, and El Rosario doubled as a cross between Arizona and Mexico in the fifth and final film in Sylvester Stallone's saga. Daydrinker, Lionsgate, forthcoming. In April 2025, Tenerife hosted the filming of this high seas thriller directed by Mark Webb, director of The Amazing Spider-Man, starring Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz. One of the most significant Hollywood productions the island has welcomed in recent years. TV series shot in Tenerife. Doctor Who, BBC, 2015 and 2019. The long-running sci-fi series has returned to Tenerife on several occasions. The production team has noted that Tidy looks like something from another planet, while towns such as Garachico provide the colonial character the series needs. Stags, Paramount Plus and Sony, 2023 to 2024. This British production filmed all six episodes entirely in Tenerife, with a crew of around 180 people over 70 days. The former Abades Leprosarium was one of its main locations, alongside other sites across the island. Oasis, Netflix, 2026. The most recent and most talked about release. This youth thriller created by Ramon Campos, dubbed by critics the Canarian White Lotus, was filmed at the Gran Meliá Palacio de Isora, Guia de Isora, La Jaquita Beach, the Abona Leprosarium, and the Punta de Abona Lighthouse. Available on Netflix since June 2026. Season 2 has already been confirmed, with locations also planned in Fuerteventura and La Palma. Films and TV series shot in Gran Canaria. Gran Canaria combines historic urban settings, striking dunes and deep ravines, making it an exceptionally versatile filming location. Famous films shot in Gran Canaria. Moby Dick, 1956. The classic, directed by John Huston, starring Gregory Peck and Orson Welles, made use of Gran Canaria for its exteriors, specifically Las Canteras Beach in Las Palmas, a historic milestone confirming the island's long cinematic tradition. Fast and Furious 6, 2013. Alongside Tenerife, Gran Canaria was one of the locations for this Hollywood blockbuster, providing infrastructure for some of the saga's action sequences. Palm Trees in the Snow, 2015. Mario Casas and Adriana Ugarte filmed on the island for 10 weeks. La Finca de Osorio in Teror was transformed into a 1950s African cocoa plantation. Filming also took place in Las Palmas, Arucas, Galdar, and Telde. Today, it's a popular destination for fans of the film. Allied, 2016. Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard starred in this story set in 1940s North Africa. The Vegeta district of Las Palmas stood in for Casablanca. Rough Night, 2016. This American comedy starring Demi Moore was filmed in Las Palmas de Gran Canaria and the old town of Vegeta. Taxi to Gibraltar, 2019. Danny Rivera starred in this comedy filmed in Las Palmas de Gran Canaria, whose architecture and urban setting doubled convincingly for the Rock of Gibraltar. TV series shot in Gran Canaria. The Witcher, Netflix, 2019. The Fataga Ravine, the caves of Acusa Seca, Roque Nublo, and the Maspalomas Dunes all appear as backdrops for Geralt of Rivia's adventures. Guaedra Beach, near Agaete, is the legendary Gore's Velen Beach in the final episode. Zorro, Amazon Prime Video, 2024. This reinvention of the masked legend, starring Miguel Bernardo, was filmed entirely in Gran Canaria over 8 months. The Gabinete Literario and the Jardines de la Marquesa in Arucas recreated 19th century California, while the Sioux City theme park in San Bartolomé de Tirajana closed to the public to become the series' main setting. Available on Amazon Prime Video since January 2024. Films and TV series shot in Fuerteventura. Fuerteventura's white sand dunes and wild coastline have made it the go-to island for recreating deserts and sci-fi worlds. Famous films shot in Fuerteventura. Exodus, Gods and Kings, 2014. Ridley Scott chose Fuerteventura to recreate the Sinai Peninsula and the Red Sea. Locations included Cofete, Punta de Jandia, El Cotillo, the ravines of Buen Paso and Los Canarios, Risco del Paso, and Tebeto. Allied, 2016. Fuerteventura's dunes stood in for 1940s North Africa in this film starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard. Eternals, 2021. Marvel Studios chose Fuerteventura for filming this movie starring Salma Hayek and Angelina Jolie. The island's coastal and volcanic landscapes provided the backdrop for the immortal superheroes. TV series shot in Fuerteventura. Foundation, Apple TV Plus, 2021. This major production based on Isaac Asimov's saga, produced by David S. Goyer, with an investment of around 10 million euros on the island, filmed its key scenes in the municipality of Tuineje. Volcanic locations such as the Caldera de los Arrabales and the Granja de Pozo Negro were transformed into settings for a distant future. The series, now with 3 seasons on Apple TV+, has become one of the most ambitious sci-fi productions in international television. Doctor Who, BBC, 2015. The show's production team chose the arid landscapes of southern Fuerteventura for the closing episodes of Series 9, adding to the BBC's list of shoots across the archipelago. Films and TV series shot in La Palma. La Palma combines laurel forests, volcanoes, a caldera, and skies so clear the island has been declared a biosphere reserve, all of which has put it on the radar of major international productions. Famous films shot in La Palma. The Witcher, Netflix, 2019. The Los Tilos and La Galga forests form the enchanted woodland Princess Ciri flees through. Roque de los Muchachos, the island's highest point, appears as the Kaer Morhen Mountains in the series' sixth episode. TV series shot in La Palma. La Palma, Netflix, 2024. This Norwegian disaster drama, inspired by the risk of volcanic eruption, became one of the platform's most watched series in Europe. Filmed entirely in La Palma, the island is both setting and protagonist. Its villages, volcanoes, and coastlines feature throughout all four episodes. In 2025, La Palma was awarded the Location Award by the European Film Commission's network, EUFCN, which brings together more than 100 offices from 33 countries in recognition of this production. Other Canary Islands on the film map. Lanzarote has featured in Doctor Who, the episode Kill the Moon, with Timon Fire National Park standing in for the lunar surface, and in the Heart of the Sea, 2015, Ron Howard's film starring Chris Hemsworth. El Hierro provides the setting for Hierro, Movistar Plus's award-winning Spanish series, 2019, in which the island becomes a character in its own right within this crime thriller. Can you visit the locations where these films were shot? Many locations are freely accessible. Taida National Park, the Coralejo Dunes, the Caldera de Taburiente in La Palma, the historic Vegeta District in Las Palmas, or the villages of northern Tenerife. Others, such as Timon Fire National Park in Lanzarote, require advance booking due to visitor numbers or environmental protection. Hotels such as the Gran Meliá Palacio de Isora, the setting for Oasis, are working establishments you can experience as a guest. The Film Commissions of Tenerife, Gran Canaria, and Fuerteventura publish location guides that are useful for planning a film-themed route. Where to stay to discover the film locations of the Canary Islands? Princess Hotels gives you the perfect base on every island. In Tenerife, choose Guayamina Princess or Princess Inspire Tenerife. In Gran Canaria, Maspalomas Princess, Mogan Princess, and Beach Club, or Princess Torito, put you close to the dunes and ravines that have appeared in so many productions. In Fuerteventura, Club Jandia, Princess, and Fuerteventura Princess place you near the locations used for Star Wars, Marvel, and Ridley Scott. In La Palma, La Palma Princess opens the door to the forests and volcanoes that feature in The Witcher and the Norwegian series La Palma. The Canary Islands are no longer just a sun and beach destination. They're also a film set you can explore for yourself. Which island will you start with? Discover all the Princess Hotels in the Canary Islands.